going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All 4 months, we did the rumored draft tracker. 4 months, and they traded down. And it was the right thing to do when you get a first-round pick next year. Andrew Berry might not be around to make that first round pick next year, but it was still the right move, Tone.
It is. I'm surprised how much credit this is getting. Like, I never know what, not that the draft grades mean anything, because we don't know who the Browns are going to get with these picks. Certainly today is a huge day. They've got 33 and 36 and 67 and 94, but then they also have the next year's first round pick. Two first round picks next year could be top 10, could be top 5 if something crazy happens in Jacksonville. You never know. So obviously that's more important. Trading down, I've always said, so much easier. I never understood just giving teams credit for trading down. Mm-hmm. But this was the time it absolutely made sense for it. And the marks are in, man. People are giving the Browns a ton of credit for these moves.
Well, I knew once Zach gave him an A, I was like, okay, that's a new one. They didn't get it at the very beginning. I mean, there's some people who are definitely questioning that. And then when you take Mason Graham, that's certainly something that people are going to be questionable about, because you need offense. And I think that they're going to try to find their offense tonight. But, last night it was this weird thing where when they made the trade down, I had to just take off social media because I knew it was going to get killed by a lot of fans and a lot of folks out there. And I knew we were going to get cussed out. And we did. But I felt that when you get a first-round pick in return for 2024 or 2026, where now we're starting the conversation about quarterbacks, it's like it's time. You're going to have to take a guy, and you're going to have to move on from it eventually next year. And so, yeah, you have to do this, because if you're going to get that first-round pick, that's the way it's going to go. I know that we're questioning whether or not Barry's going to be around for next year. John Middlecoff was on the Colin Cowherd podcast last night, a venerable NFL scout, been on the station many, many times. He says different. I mean, he's talking about what, Tone? Get the extension prepared now, even though he just signed an extension 2 years ago.
I know, yeah.
Here is John Middlecoff about the trade for Andrew Berry and a great deal, he says, for the Cleveland Browns.
I think it's the easiest trade that Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski will ever make. They might have just got contract extensions from Haslam sitting behind them in the draft room. How can you make this trade, Colin, when you don't know your team? You know, part of anyone, whether you're taking over a football team, taking over a business, you got to let it settle and see what you have. Well, there's obviously no way. They haven't even been on the field in shorts and t-shirts. They don't know if their quarterback's any good. They don't know how talented their unit is. I get the ownership there is, you know, flush with money and aggressive and everything, but for a non-quarterback, I think it's one of the craziest draft day trades I can remember.
So obviously that is the way that I think a lot of people. Bill Barnwell got in. Mel Kiper gave an A to the Browns for this trade. So look, that doesn't mean in the end doesn't mean it's all going to work out for the Browns.
No,
but you could see that people understand the process. What everybody I think understood about this season and this team, which I didn't know if Andrew Berry and the Haslams believed to be the case, was that this was not a splashy pick at the top to change your fortunes. That this was a 2-year fix. multiple year fix. Okay. And the best way to do that was to gear up, to accumulate. And that's exactly what they did. And, you know, we'll talk about it later today. And we've got Daryl on. We got Nathan Zagura at 9 o'clock. Yeah. We'll see who else pops in. But are they even staying at 33? Could they be moving down, selling again just for a little bit? Not. And still get the guy they've wanted at the top of this
Raiders
second day?
The Raiders are at 37, and they're one to watch because you got Geno Smith.
Is that
Geno
too far
Smith,
to go?
If you have 36 and 37,
yeah.
Well, then, I mean, you got to look at what your prospects are left, because I'm thinking offense here. I mean, the best one right there would probably be Luther Burden. I would imagine Luther Burden's going to go very quickly. So if you're at 36, all right, you got three picks to get there. Maybe Luther Burden comes off that board. Mason Taylor, tight end out of LSU, very nice. What I don't want them to end up with, I don't want them to go big on offensive line and take Gariante Urse. I told you about this in pre-draft, they said this with Dane. I'm not the biggest fan.
They unfortunately, the way things were dictated for them at the end of the first round with the tackles going where they did.
Yeah.
I think that may have changed the Browns' thinking a little
bit. Yes, I think so as well. And Nathan will share that at 9 because he was fist pumping with all the beef that was coming off
Connerly,
the board yesterday.
Connerly Jr. for the Commanders at 29, Josh Simmons at 32. Does that change the perspective today?
I think Josh
today?
Simmons was in the mix for 33 at the start of the
I think
draft.
So too.
Yes, yes.
Remember, that would have been a top 10 guy had he not have been injured.
Mm-hmm.
He was a total stud. Unfortunately, got injured last year, which is... I thought that was going to be a death blow to the Buckeyes offensive line. They were able to withstand it.
So there's definitely people on the other side of this. Lance says on Twitter, love hearing how Andrew Berry is being made out to be a martyr for the Browns instead of the half-wit he is. Year six, and he's punting on another season. The Browns are not a serious franchise. Well, they just wanted to let go last year. That's it. And I can't yell at you for that, but this is the right move. If it were Andrew Berry, if it were Bill Polian, if it were Ron Wolf, if it were Glenn Cook, if it were Glenn Campbell, this is the right move to make. 216-474-0092. Brian in Florida, you're next up on the fan.
I'm in Jacksonville, actually, guys. So
Brian
very excited
in Jacksonville,
down here.
Florida, joins us right now on the fan.
I don't know, guys. So my determination of if this is a good move tonight, and I'm just thinking Brown's logic here, okay, if they take a quarterback with 33 or 36, I actually hate the move, because here's how this is going to play out. They passed two generational blue chip prospects to trade to pick up an extra second round pick that they'll use to draft a maybe quarterback that, if he sees the field next year, means we're a top five team, which means we use our extra first next year to replace said maybe quarterback in the second round, because that's what they'll do, and it'll be someone else drafting it. I can see that circle being way it's played out while Travis Hunter has 1,500 all-purpose yards and is an all-pro in his rookie year. That's the way I see this playing out, not trying to be negative.
Stay with me. What if they don't take a quarterback, though, at 33 and 36?
If they don't take a quarterback there, then I actually feel like they have a better plan. But I feel like they're going to cave under the pressure, become emotional about it, probably read some of the comments. They know the pressure on them. I just don't – my point – and if they do that, that's my point. If they take a quarterback tonight, I don't think they ever had a plan. I think they probably traded from 2 to 5 thinking that they would get Will Campbell. That didn't work. And I think that they thought that Mbuka would fall to them at 36. That didn't work. They're always too cute in overthinking things. That's what Barry's legacy will be. He's always gotten too cute about everything, and then the draft just passes them by every year.
Well, when we had him on yesterday, he did say, you know, we like to zig when others zag and zag when others zig, and I'm going, it doesn't have as much gravitas when you just come off a 3-14 season. But Brian, I think they're going to take a quarterback tonight. If they take a quarterback later on in the third round, I don't think that that's such a bad thing.
I would like to see Judkins at 33, and then Burden, the best wide receiver still on the board. You make those two picks.
So you take Judkins over Henderson.
I would say it's a toss-up. Whoever they feel fits their scheme better, I think both of those guys are going to be impact players. I know Henderson's a good blocker. He showed a lot of speed in some of those college games, like an extra gear I didn't even know he had. So I'd be fine with either of those guys, and I think it'd be a nice bone to throw to the fans during a Buckeye home.
Mm-hmm.
But if they get Burden and one of those running backs, I would feel good. I just hope they don't take Sanders. I don't want the circus, and I don't think he's that good.
Brian, thank you very much for the call. Anthony on the road, you're next up on the fan.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
We're doing well, Anthony. Go ahead.
Good. Boys, I've had it. My entire life, I was born in 99. I have watched just a complete dumpster fire of a franchise my entire life. Every few years, they give you a couple seasons where they might make the playoffs. They might win you a game. But I think that this is another instance, as the previous caller said, these Ivy League guys think that they're smarter than everybody else and that they
Well, Anthony, you know, I'm not an Ivy League guy. I said this entire time, if you're willing to offer me a first-round pick next year, I don't think I'm smarter than you.
Yeah, I mean, everybody right now thinks Jacksonville's the dumb team. I'm just telling you right now, that's what people are saying around the league.
Okay, I should have rephrased myself and reset my point. I didn't mind the trade, but then you trade you pick a defensive tackle fifth overall when your offense can't score more than 20 points the year before.
But I think what they're saying is that we're still in that we will find out the best overall player available for them, the most quality player available. Now, that is a strong sentiment to say because this is something that we can't revisit. I think it's not going to be a good revisit at the end of this year. I think Travis Hunter is going to have a lot of yards, and I think Ashton Jenny is going to have a lot of yards. So it's not going to go well for them at the end of this year. It's not. So I'm not making that argument,
right,
Anthony. But if we're talking,
and that's what I'm saying. And that's what I'm saying is, you know, my whole life as being a Browns fan, you watch them rebuild and tank for Myles Garrett, tank for Baker Mayfield, and now we're punting on the 2025 season to stack up for 2026.
At what point
are we going to start winning games?
Do you believe
it's going to be fun to watch?
Do you believe that they're a playoff game or playoff team this year? Regardless.
No, absolutely not.
Because the team that feels that they are going to be a playoff team, Anthony, and thank you very much for the call. The team that feels that they're going to be a playoff team is the one that made the trade up for the weapon. That's what they did. So this is a conversation that ends in 10 years. Hopefully we'll all still be around and we'll still be able to have this conversation. That's where that is. So no, it's not gratifying. It's not. He's a defensive tackle. He's squat. He's built like a dishwasher. It's what he is. That's not going to move the needle. It's not. And so if you want a gratification, you ain't going to get it. Your gratification comes next year. They might not be around. So you might get what you want. You might get the quarterback that you want next year, and these guys might not be around. So it's all there for you. Now, you make a move like this, you tend to make a move like this because you are not fearing your job whatsoever. So I didn't want them to make a foolhardy decision based on just saving their jobs, because that's what I originally thought that they were going to do coming out of the season. Who the hell was that? I know it was on the coming in hotline.
Hey, at least it works.
It does work. It is working here. If that was negative, we do have a positive coming in hotline. Please go right on ahead.
So proud of the Browns today. It's a smart move to trade back, setting themselves up for today. Two picks in the second round, then setting themselves up for next year's with the first round and getting a quality starter. For once, the smart guys were the smartest guys in the room. Super Bowl! Super Browns!
Forgot the yay at the end.
Yeah!
216-474-0092. All right, you want to hear another person here? John Gruden, he spoke yesterday on this. This is courtesy of Barstool Sports. This is what John Gruden had to say.
I think the team you got to be talking about is the Cleveland Browns. I think they fleeced Jacksonville. Yeah. They get the Jaguars' number one pick next year and only move down a few spots. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. So they got the fifth
That's
overall
the
pick this year.
Ever.
Gruden said we fleeced him. Audio courtesy of Barstool.
Guys.
Gruden, come on, guys.
Everywhere
Gruden
I'm looking.
We fleeced him.
And I just want to know, listen, I understand, fans. I've been where you've been at. When they did the Julio Jones trade down, I was screaming and yelling. I believe that was the start of me being the negative guy on the Browns. I remember. I came in hot on that one. And so all these years have passed, and it's like, Lima, you and your brethren, you haven't learned the lesson. I'm just telling you right
brethren.
Now, everybody from Mel Kiper, Bill Barnwell, John Middlecoff, you just heard it there, John Gruden. You've got football guys. You've got analytics guys.
Yeah.
They're all saying the same thing. The Browns made the move of the draft. They're all saying it. And they're all saying, what are the Jacksonville Jaguars doing? How many more of those people need to speak up before you say, might have made the right move? Now, is it because they took who they took? Is that what it was? So we'll have that argument. Fine, yeah. Fine. Mason Graham, if you didn't like the Mason Graham thing, guys, running back at that stage at number five.
They're just not going to take him. That would have made
no sense for where the Browns are right now.
Would it not have made any sense?
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't.
I disagree with that. I mean, he's a hell of a running back, and he put up a hell of a lot of yards, and he can at least keep a team honest so you can open up some passing routes in case you do take a quarterback later on in the draft or you want to open things up.
And maybe he's special. Maybe he's special. That was not a commentary on whether he's special or not. I do know this was a loaded running back class, mm-hmm. and look who they could get at 33 or who they could get at 36, or even if they trade down a little further out of 33, yes. Look at the running backs they could get. I don't know that there's that much of a gap between Genty and them, but I am saying this. It's become the universal sentiment this year around the NFL. Like, running backs are more important maybe than they were a few years ago, but at the same time, do you want to waste a whole running back's workload? And Genty has been put through the ringer the last few years. Do you want to waste that on a team that's probably not going to be good this year? That is something to think about.
Okay, that's fair. But they have... this is the weird thing about them, because they got their guardrails, quote-unquote, right? They've clearly changed their guardrails and moved their goalposts, because they didn't care about defensive linemen before, and now they took Mike Hall and they took Mason Graham. I just don't know if they're ever going to do that with running backs. And the reason I don't think they're ever going to do that with running backs, because I don't think they ever truly intend to really fully on pay a running back. And I don't think they want to deal with the fifth year on the rookie option there, which seems to be nuts. But I don't think they want to pay up front for a running back in the first round, because you're going to pay up front for that. So they were more than willing to talk to Nick Chubb back in the day, which wasn't that long ago, but they were willing to talk to Nick Chubb, negotiate a salary, negotiate an extension, and then work with it once he's earned it to them. Now, still, they could go in the second round here tonight and take a running back, and that guy ain't going to be as good as Ashton Jenny. You had Nick Chubb before. Nick Chubb was taken by John. Nick Chubb was not taken by Andrew. Jerome Ford, I think, has been a little bit better than what some people want to say. But Jerome Ford, his name is not Nick Chubb, so we're obviously going to bag on Jerome Ford. There's also Shedeur Sanders that's still there. You want to take Shedeur Sanders?
How about the free fall? So we have been hearing about potential free fall for a long time. And I think a couple things were crystallized last night.
Yeah.
We never know for sure, right? Nobody knew, but I remember I came on after the combine and I'm like, Kenny, I'm getting a bad feeling that the second round stuff was not a smokescreen, that the NFL was viewing him as a second-round prospect. And the fact that he was not only not the first quarterback, the second quarterback taken in this draft, but that he dropped all the way to the second round.
What's Peterlin going to do with his jersey?
That's the first thing I was wondering. I was seriously wondering how he was doing. I want to do a wellness check on Peterlin, because I'll give him credit. He wanted him. While I was, I'll admit, at times in this draft, I had kind of danced around because I didn't have a huge conviction, we'll say. Until after the combine, where I'm like, man, Shedeur is not a first round grade. As many people as I talk to that I trust around the league, it was becoming apparent that he was not a first round pick. And I'll give Peterlin credit. He was on him, he was on him, he was on him, but the NFL wasn't. And so now that question is, what are you doing at 33? Because I did not think it made a ton of sense after the deal they made yesterday. It doesn't make a ton of sense for them to go after a quarterback with one of those early picks today. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Well, you'll find out very quick on the at the top of the draft, which, by the way, you got to be listening tonight. We start at 7 p.m. coverage for night two of the NFL draft, and anything can happen at any time. That's why you need to keep it here, 92.3 The Fan, 92.3thefan.com. Take us with you to work on the absolutely positively free Odyssey app, because anything could break at any time at pick number 33 or 36 or 67 or wherever they may be. Because right now, as far as I know, the Browns, and I crossed some things out, they got 33, 36, 67, 94.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face.
That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Coming up later on tonight. They still have 94? Do they still have 94? I think
yes,
they still have 94.
That's the Amari Cooper trade.
And then they have 126 instead of 104. That's part of this last trade that they just had with Jacksonville. And then 166 and the rest, you know, those are just add-ons there. So, Shador, I'm not taking Shador.
So this is interesting from you, Kenny.
Projects are projects.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, second round and on, it's just like kids. You are seen and not heard. I don't need to hear about it. Jalen Milroe, you want to go get Jalen Milroe? Even if you want to take Jalen Milroe's 36, right? You take Jalen Milroe, I ain't going to hear nothing about Jalen Milroe. He's going to walk out there in the practice field. I'm going to go, oh my goodness, this guy's a Zeus. And then I'm starting to be sold on the upside.
Yeah, how can Stefanski, how can he gimmick it up? How can he have some fun with this?
I am in no hurry to play Jalen Milroe before he's ready, and let's see Jalen Milroe with that speed. Let's see him with that size. Let's see him. How can we work together now? How can we do this? Tyler Shuck, I can't pick Tyler Shuck out of a lineup. I don't know if I'd recognize him if he punched me right square in the face right now. And I know that he's a grand old man right now, going to be 25, 26 years old, whatever. I don't need to say anything more about him, and we can always say, well, they got Tyler Shuck there, and we'll see what Tyler Shuck can do. Now, we know how Brown seasons go, and they may play before
they'll
their
season. They'll all play. But, they will all play,
but
yes.
The second you take Shador Sanders, that is pounding. The drum is going. The conversation has started. I don't give a damn. I still think it's the same conversation. It cools off a little bit, but I still think it's the same conversation. The guy's a star. His father's a star. Yeah, this is going to be a big deal. So I'm going to just pass. You've told me you're in project mode with the quarterback. Stay in project mode with the quarterback. This is where, hey, you want to bring in Jalen Milroe? I know. Because I thought people were going to talk about him in the first round. Yeah, I know. I said that I'd rather play with 10 than Jalen Milroe. I know what I said. But if he's going to be a project, fine, bring in a project. Let's see what you can do with it. Because honestly, a second-round guy and beyond should never affect what
but
I'm going to do in the first round next
year. So I want to be clear here.
If I need a guy.
Talent-wise, you think if he were anybody else, you think he should be there for the Browns to be under heavy consideration. But because of the aura of him, because of who he is, the off the field stuff, and I don't mean that in a bad way. The off the field stuff is fine with him. Like, he's not a troublemaker or anything like that personality.
He's done well. He has improved the fortunes of two downtrodden programs,
which we've given him a ton of credit for.
And as we should, he's helped to do that. I don't know if they can handle it. I didn't know if they could handle Travis Hunter. I am still not trusting. There are some people who are absolutely disgusted at what we're saying about this trade earlier last night and telling me that, well, you guys are spinning and putting lipsticks on pigs and all. I go, guys, this doesn't change my trust. I fear what's going to happen. I hate to talk about fear, but let me ask you this. It's almost the same thing with Travis Hunter that I brought up earlier. If you take Travis Hunter, what's going to happen when you start off 1-3? What's going to happen if Denzel Ward goes down? And then you have problems in your secondary. That's why I didn't want to trade away Greg Newsome last night. I go, I think I'm still going to get a compensatory pick that's better than anything I can trade. I still need all the guys in the secondary that I can get. I don't need to move on from Greg Newsome. He's not good enough to keep long term, but he's not good enough, or he's not bad enough for me to trade right now. I see their offense where they don't have much, and if you take Shedeur Sanders, I think it very quickly becomes the best quarterback on the roster versus the most ready, and that's a road we've been down many, many times. And I'm not going to force it. And again, can you handle the entire cavalcade of craziness that comes with it? Because Dad's going to have his opinions. Dad already has had his opinions. He's going to have his opinions. And again, I think he's used to a shared process. And I wanted to trust that, but I wanted to talk myself into trusting that instead of having to trust myself out of it. But now that we're in the second round, I'm in project mode. Take projects. Go ahead at quarterback. Now, I don't want to take a project at other positions, but if you want to take a project at a quarterback, fine. Knock yourself out. Ain't my job. 216-474-0092. Andy and Kent, you're next up on the fan. Hello, Andy. Andy.
Hey, fellas.
Hi.
Hey, fellas. I've been, I was born in 1986. I've been a season ticket holder since 1964. And,
wait a minute, you were born in 86 and you are a season ticket holder since 64.
Yes, sir. And for the first time since Jim Brown made his starring role in 100 Rifles, I think we done made the right decision. Okay. I was at Len Barker's perfect game.
Okay.
10-cent beer night. And the only mistake that happened last night was I didn't renew my season tickets and go see Journey and do the Charleston down there at Huntington Stadium.
Outstanding. 216-474-00. Coming in hots at 945. You can work on that and bring it back later on today. Will in Medina, hello.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hi, Will.
Listen.
Don't you say the F word. Don't you do it.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I like the trade in the sense like, yeah, it's a great haul. If it was 2 years ago, I would have been super pumped about it. But the fact that we've got guys like Wyatt Taylor, Denzel Ward, and others that are kind of at the end of that contract. At this point, if we're going to hang on and play for the future, then we should have just not signed Garrett and should have signed him too. I don't even want a quarterback now because it looks like they're playing. And maybe they've got the inside track on Manning because of Haslam.
I'm not even going to entertain that right now. The Manning thing. Go ahead.
We had a chance where we could have gotten Hunter and then now Sanders could have fallen to us. That would have been the most exciting thing for me. And hopefully that would have brought a spark to offense. But at this point, like, I don't even want to take a quarterback. It just doesn't make sense anymore. It's disappointing in this sense, man. I know everybody's excited about picks, but who knows where those picks are going to end up next year and who knows what it's going to end up bringing to the team. Now we're going to build a team on second and third round picks. I mean, there's no immediate chance to win.
I don't think you're not building the team with second and third round picks. You're building the team what you did last night. You are paying the price for Deshaun Watson being the worst trade in NFL history. I'm sorry to tell you that.
No, you're right, 100%. But we had a chance to kind of put something together and get the team. I would have even got it behind Genty and then bringing a quarterback in and at least having something excited this year. Now it's like are we destined to kind of punt on this season now? We don't have a quarterback. We don't have a playmaker on offense to bring into the team. We got a defensive tackle. Like, a defensive tackle is what we drafted with the fifth overall pick. Unless this guy turns out to be Aaron Donald, we're going to be disappointed with that pick.
He's not. He is going to give you about 2 sacks this year. I think he's going to create – I'm serious. I'm not being mean. I think he's going to create opportunities for other people. I know that Andrew said that there's a pass rush element. Okay, personally, I think that's lip service. I think that there's a pass rush element to Mike Hall. Obviously, there's a pass rush element to Myles Garrett and hopefully Isaiah McGuire and Oboh Okoronkwo. But I think Mason Graham stuffs runs better. I think he takes double teams better. I think that he's a much better athlete than anybody they've taken in the third or fourth round in Andrew Berry's history. And I think that he is going to hopefully do what they said that they were going to do with guys like Tommy Togiai and Siaki Ika, which are tough names to say because those are third and fourth round picks that were never non-starters anyway, Will. And I hope that he creates opportunities for other people. And guess what? It's going to be hard to defend because I think Ashton Jenny's going to have well over 1,000 yards this year. And I think Travis Hunter is going to be a playmaker. It's going to be a very difficult thing to do.
Agreed. Man, yeah. We'll see what happens, I guess, right? And if anything, there's always next year in Cleveland, right? Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, Will. 216-474-0092. I just said it to Will and Medina. I know, they're not Hunter. And I'm not going to explain away for the Browns. I think Travis Hunter's going to put up a lot of yards and do a lot of great things. And it's the same thing with Ashton Jenny. And I got a guy who I think is going to be a good, solid defensive tackle for you for the next 10 years, but you give me an extra first-round pick, my hands are tied, guys. I got to do this. You give me an extra second-round pick, my hands are tied, guys. I got to do this. And I'm hoping over the next 10 years that starts to pay off. So I know what I'm going up against, guys. I am not going to say that, long-term, yes. Because I think he's going to have two sacks. Lima was showing me his highlights during I've seen some of these highlights. I didn't see that package of highlights. Now I'm like, oh, my God, look at the motor on this guy. How tough this guy is.
We were watching wrestling.
I was calling offensive lineman the B word during the break. Get out of the club. Get out of here. Get out of here. Now I'm starting to get excited about Mason Graham, but it's 2 sacks, 2.5 sacks is going to create opportunities for other people. But I think I know why Lima wanted to make this move, and I think subconsciously, and I think I know why Lima is excited about this move. You, for so long, we've been together for a while. You, for so long, have played psychiatrist with me, therapist with me. Why do I feel this way? Lima's helped me and Owen's helped me. I'm going to do it with you. I said before, when you wanted to trade down, I go, Lima has grown as a man here. That is, wanting to trade down and getting more picks, that is a conservative move. That's what the father of children does. That's what a guy who has a mortgage does. And then I thought about it even more. I think there's a part of you that's a little bit guilty right now. Because you were one of the guys thumping your chest for this trade 3 years ago. And they are paying for this trade right now. And this is painful. This is not fun. You are the Dave Ramsey now of picks. You are the Dave Ramsey of football, where you are now rice and beans, beans and rice, defensive tackles, amassing picks, mm-hmm. and hopefully it'll work out because you got yourself in some serious debt with Deshaun Watson.
That's rough.
You need to get out of it.
It's maxing out that Roth IRA now.
And I think you feel a little bit of guilt here because there's been a lot of people over the last 3 years more than willing to throw that one in your face, myself included.
As well, you should
support that trade.
No, as well, you should. It didn't work out. It turns out to be one of the biggest blunders ever. Obviously, I never thought we would be getting the worst version of any quarterback, let alone a guy that I thought was a top five. And so, you got to take your poison now, or you got to take your medicine, I should say, for all of that. We've done the poison part of it. Now you got to take your medicine.
Let's talk in October. We'll see where that goes.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt that now to get out of that, it doesn't mean double down on a bad trade. It doesn't mean, you know, triple down on an aging roster that's expensive. That would have made no sense. And I know we get callers that are like, I got to sit out another year. Look, if you're under the age of 50, what's another year? I get it if you're in your 70s
and
you're
like, telling the guys in the 70s?
Right. It sucks. It absolutely sucks. Although I'm guessing those guys were off the train the minute they got Deshaun Watson to begin with. So in this case, you know, they have to do a responsible thing here. That's why I point out. And just the way I'm telling you guys, the way that I was hearing them talk about Travis Hunter, I think it was a dead giveaway. I mean, we have the audio. The way that...
Oh, do we have it? Do you want to play it?
The way that they talked...
Does Kayla have it? I don't want to send her on a goose chase
here. Yeah, Andrew Berry, the way they talked in recent days about Travis Hunter. I mean, listen to the comparisons, guys. Should have been the ultimate tell for all of you what they were going to do and, more importantly, what they weren't going to do.
He has to play on both sides to be worth that number two pick.
No, I don't see it that way. I think it's a little bit like Ohtani, right? Where, you know, when he's playing one side, he's an outstanding player. If he's a pitcher, he's a hitter, he's an outstanding player. You obviously get a unicorn if you use them both ways.
Unicorn. I mean, we say that about Evan Mobley. Defensive player of the year. Congratulations, Evan Mobley. Go ahead.
Comparing him to Ohtani, who is the most electrifying and best, clearly the best player in baseball, and maybe history of baseball, considering what he's able to do in this era. Like, that's who we're comparing Hunter to. At no point did I think Hunter was going to be the best player in the NFL. And yeah, he might be really good. And
you didn't think he could be the best all-around player in the NFL at some point?
Well, I just don't see. I think it's a pipe dream. Him playing serious amount of possessions, a serious amount of snaps both ways. Part of it's maybe I'm being unfair to the guy because no one's ever done it, so it's hard for me to be a believer in something I've never seen. Maybe it's why at times I struggle with religion. But in this case, this is going to be incredible. And look, do you care? Let me ask you this. Do you care how good Travis Hunter is if they end up getting that franchise quarterback next year? Do you even care how good Travis Hunter is?
I have to care now. But
do you?
Yeah, hell yeah, I have to care. I can't just turn the mic off and separate myself from the listeners. We have to talk to the listeners every day.
As we know, the Josh Allen trade was a trade up. The Mahomes trade was a trade up. Now they got that ammo. And if they go and trade up next year, or maybe they'll just be bad enough on their own to get the guy they want at number one overall, we'll see. But you never know ahead of time. But you want to make sure that you have all the leverage to do what you need to do in a draft. If they end up doing that next year, then you know what? If Travis Hunter is amazing, I'm not looking back. Quarterback is so much more important. Taking a wide receiver at number two overall,
I think
that's not important.
No, I think you're lying to yourself to some degree here because, listen, I support this move because of what you get back. I'm steadfast on this. But damn, this isn't where I'm the general manager of the Browns and I can do an interview for 15 minutes and turn the microphones off and then not have to deal with the fans. That's not it. I see a scenario where Dave in Broadview Heights, like when he called in about Baker Mayfield last year and I lost my mind and burst blood vessels in my eyes, I could see another scenario playing out in week three next year, this year. This is an everyday thing. And if the Browns are good, if they get some help tonight, that'll help out. But you and I and Browns fans, we're going to have to deal with this. And there's going to be some
it's
real
going to be rough. Yes,
coming up here.
I mean,
this
even
year.
If Mason, by the way, even if Mason Graham is better than you are projecting, and you like him,
I do. I really like him,
and I've liked him for a long time. And he's a Michigan guy. For me to like a Michigan guy, yeah, I've been keeping my eyes on him for a long time. But even
I hear what
if
you
he's
say about Connor Stallion,
even if he's really good, we know they're not going to win a ton of games this year. They're just probably not. So that's going to be thrown in our faces too. But again, the reality is this team was not in position to worry about that a luxury splash player. Like, yeah, you know, the Detroit Lions, when they take Gibbs, they can do that. They were in position. They were in position. They were a loaded team where they had guys in their prime, ready to pound. Browns are not that team. Browns are in a tough spot. They're old, expensive, yep. And they don't have a quarterback.
And
the quarterback wasn't in this draft.
You're paying for what it is. And I don't even think that you're really interested in a quarterback right now. I mean, how long do we have the Shedeur Sanders conversation? All of, 8 minutes? If that, I'm probably way overestimating that. This is going to be a long-term investment. And the first thing that people are bringing up with, and I hate it because he's a local guy and he's a damn nice man and a good man, is Phil Taylor. And the trade that we've talked about for years, and at time is going to be a flat circle here. And damn it, the Julio Jones, and yeah, you could say, well, what Super Bowl did Julio Jones ever win? Okay, fine, but if we're doing that.
I understand.
But
you didn't want to make that mistake again, and a lot of Browns fans are assuming they've made that mistake
you
again.
You will have to have, it's not just, this is what puts more pressure on it. It's not just Mason Graham playing well. It doesn't matter. If Mason Graham was taken 15th by the Falcons or whatever, he has to play well. He's a first-round pick, for crying out loud. It's Mason Graham, and what do you do next year? It's Mason Graham, and how does that third-round guy, or maybe second-round guy, probably third-round project, how does that guy work out? But really, what do you do next year to go out and get your quarterback? Do you go, if this is still Andrew Berry, right? And that's an if here. If this is still Andrew Berry, do you go and make that move and move up for any one of those five quarterbacks that we talk about next year? And is that the right move for you? Or are we going to be sitting here in another part of purgatory and all of a sudden I'm getting more gray hair and time's catching up with me? Like, this is big. This is a very big thing. And you are still having to dig out from the terrible situation that we're in right now. It's not about cap. You can find ways out of the cap. You know how I feel about the salary cap. This is about the talent that you don't have coming up because you haven't had three first-round picks because you gambled and lost terribly on a guy that really wasn't ever interested in playing for you.